Good morning, my people.
Today is a very special day.
Why is today a special day?
It is National Grilled Cheese.
It's National Grilled Cheese Sandwich Day.
Can you make me a grilled cheese sandwich?
Wondering if you could make me a grilled cheese sandwich.
A grilled cheese sandwich.
It's so cheesy.
A pretty awesome grilled cheese sandwich.
Say cheese.
Cheese, cheese, cheese.
Grilled cheese.
Let's get the show on the road.
It's showtime.
Live and local with Monica J. on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
It is the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Oh, my gosh. I'm just sitting here canceling a doctor's appointment for this morning. Yeah. The COVID paranoia even got to me. I'll explain that to you in just a minute. First off, though, I'd love to have you head on over to 991fmtalk.com. We've got our poll question up for today. Well, the names are starting to get thrown out there. Of course, this is just the exploratory phase because nobody wants to commit to anything. Ever, it seems like. If you want to do it, just do it. Ugh. I hate the fact that that's a Nike saying. Okay. Las Vegas Sheriff Joe Lombardo, who I think for the most part people have heard of, he's kind of a middle-of-the-road type of guy. Not really conservative, not really liberal. Well, he is considering running for governor. And they say that he's going to go up against Sisolak, but he's going to run as a Republican. So look him up if you don't know him. And then tell me what you think. Would you vote for Sheriff Joe Lombardo for sheriff? I mean, Sheriff Joe Lombardo for governor? Yes or no? I don't mean to skew the opinions, but mine would be a big fat no. So Friday's poll question, a national week of action in Nevada, New York, New Jersey, and Oregon surrounds a Tuesday press release, a Tuesday release that was a report. Arrested Learning, a survey of youth experiences of police and security at school. Should Nevada defund the school police program? 86% of those participating in the poll said no. 14% said yes. So thank you for your participation in that. Yes, yes, yes. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Okay. Yeah, you hear that? So I had an amazing weekend planned. I was going to go hot air ballooning on Saturday, come home and start my vegetable garden. Yeah, that didn't happen. At 3:30, I woke up and I went out to the kitchen and told my husband, I don't feel good. I'm not going to go. I don't want to be out in the cold and blah, blah, blah. So I went back to bed. Dogs got me up at 10, got up, started doing some laundry. Felt like hell. Felt like hell. I knew what it was. Had the flu. I got a virus somewhere. By the time I was into Saturday night, I had a fever of 102.5. So I had been texting with just an amazing doctor. And said, what should I do? I'm taking vitamin C. I'm taking zinc. I'm taking D3. And yet I still got this. So I cut out all the other supplements that I take, you know, boron and all this other stuff. And I just went heavy on the vitamin C and zinc and not too heavy on the D3. He's texting me, how do you feel? We can get you in Monday for the official test, and then I can prescribe something for you. But once again, brought up the fact that corporations, corporate giants like Walmart and CVS will not fill prescriptions of things like hydroxychloroquine. Unless you have, what is it? Is it lupus that they use that for? I can't remember. I think it's lupus. So where do you even go to get that? Well, fortunately, we have some other pharmacies. And by the way, if you use those two pharmacies I mentioned, I would go to the ones who will fill those prescriptions. I have to double check, but look into Rite Aid and Walgreens, because that's ridiculous. How many people have died because they couldn't get drugs that have been prescribed for decades? Longer than I've been around. So, as I lay miserable, I have a liver thing, so I don't take a lot of over-the-counter cold medicines and whatnot. So he suggests, my eye sockets were throbbing. Not my eyes, my eye sockets. My teeth, my jaws, everything was just hurt like hell. I couldn't even sleep. I hurt so bad. So he suggested, just take a couple of ibuprofen for the pain and that'll be okay. Keep up with the vitamin C. I'm canceling all my plans. Oh my gosh. My husband said it was beautiful. He still went ballooning. I made him go ballooning. He said it was gorgeous down in Minden. Beautiful. So this morning, finally, after I was preparing to get a test this afternoon for the dreaded CV19, which I swore I was never going to do, but I hurt so bad. It was a different kind of feeling. I thought, well, maybe I just better, because I need to get the right medications. Even though certain pharmacies won't give them to you. My fever broke at about 2:30 this morning. I woke up and I was just drenched. I had to change my blankets because I was soaking wet. My husband told me that I wasn't coughing in the middle of the night, waking him up. Like I was Saturday night. But it just goes to show that even someone like me, who understands and gets into all this stuff, we've been so traumatized by the continuation of the media that no matter what we get, we think we have COVID. What did I do being sick? I stayed home. I decided not to be around other people, even though I was going to have a whole lot of fun. I stayed home. I did horrible things like laundry. Because you don't let it get you. When my husband got home, he took total care of me, getting me chicken soup and water. That's what I lived on, chicken broth and water for 2 days. Oh, and cuties. I love my cuties. But it just goes to show how brainwashed we are, that we can't even get sick anymore without thinking that, oh my gosh, we're going to die or we're going to kill grandma. 2 weeks to flatten the curve. The curve has been non-existent for over a year. Yet they still keep us locked down. Why is that? Because it wasn't about a natural virus. It was about a man-made virus that was used as a biological weapon to influence an election, to put in place a ball rolling that is going to subjugate every single person in the world to be ruled under about 4,000 people that are all in the same families. You see their names on everything. And it's quite interesting because I was following the money trail on how money laundering is done between these foundations that move billions of dollars that don't have to pay any taxes because they are run under the guise of nonprofits. Clinton Foundation, Rothschild Foundation, Ford Foundation, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, Buffett Foundation. It goes on and on and on. While you and I suffer with unemployment, the cost of everything going up. My husband went to the grocery store, plopped everything down on the counter and complained for 10 minutes about the cost of everything. Just last week, I got avocados for $3.99. Now they're $5.50. Blah, blah, blah. Well, guess what? That's what they do to the middle class. They raise the cost of everything. And then they keep taxing you. The cities, the counties, the state, the federal. If you have a D behind your name and are in any type of government, and even some R's, they're in on it. Because they're getting their way to play paid for. It's the Monica Jay Show. We'll be back, and darn it, you know that's not the word I wanted to use. And darn it, we want to get this county open. So joining us in about 20 minutes from right now is Melanie Sutton, who's going to be talking about the Washoe County Commission meeting and how, yeah, they put out a notice of the new regulations, what they want to work with. What a bunch of BS. It's just the same old, with somebody in charge saying, we're trying to help you. Yeah. We'll be back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Fancy Feast is releasing a cookbook for humans. It's perfect for any occasion. No, it's not a joke. This is for real. And a perfect way for you to bond with your cat. They're not kitten around. So if you're feline hungry, don't delay. Order yours. Meow. Please kill me. Kill me now.
Live and local with Monica J. 99.1 is FM Talk.
Sorry. I'm swallowing my last bit of my last slice of cutie here. Trying to get that vitamin C. Makes my throat feel better. Along with my love these guys. Singers, professional strength throat spray. It's just amazing what you can get at vitamin and health food stores that truly help the natural way rather than putting all the chemicals in your system. It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, holding a cough back there. So if you are listening on 92.3 and you get frustrated because maybe you can't get it somewhere, well, guess what? KSVL is now streaming. That's right. You can go to 92. I knew people were going to be excited. You can go to 923fmtalk.com. 923fmtalk.com. And you can check out the new streaming service. So as I get into this, it just shows you how you need to do extensive research into what's going on. And I love this text I got this morning from my girl Kelly in Carson City. I went to Walmart here in Carson yesterday. I had my granddaughters with me. We all didn't have a mask on, and no one said anything. Normally, I would get dirty looks. It was nice. Maybe people are getting tired of this. Maybe people are waking up to the realization that the masks are harmful. Let me see. I was trying to find this story from globalresearch.ca. I was running through some of the article titles here. Masks are a ticking time bomb. That mask is giving you lung cancer. Long-term mask use may contribute to advanced stage lung cancer, study finds. Are face masks effective? The evidence. Medical doctor warns that bacterial pneumonia is on the rise from wearing masks. We knew that. Dentists say tooth decay. Let's see. Masks aren't helpful in beating COVID. European top health officials. What was I looking for? Hypoxia experiment. Do masks lower blood oxygen levels? That's a chemical cocktail found in face masks. Breathing in carcinogens, allergens, and synthetic microfibers. That's the one I was looking for. Let's see. This was put out this month, again, in globalresearch.ca. Top German scientists. See, I like to go global because this country has been so infiltrated in every single industry that it's all controlled. Why were medical professionals with great careers being removed to put in substandard ones? Was it a political thing? You think? Top German scientists have found that wearing certain types of face masks for long periods of time could result in potentially hazardous chemicals and harmful microplastics being inhaled deep into the lungs. So which ones are those? Is it the cotton one that you made? Is it the cotton bandana that you're wearing? No. These are the ones that are coming from China that are just cheap as can be. I hope you've seen the video that I put out where they're actually sewing them in a Chinese sweatshop. We know, we all know about the Chinese sweatshops. Come on. And they're being sewn into these long, long strips. They're not being individually made, trust me. They're being sewn into long strips. They're going onto the floor, a rather dirty floor, by the way. People working on them are walking on them. And then they're cleaned up, stuffed in a box of 50, and shipped around the world. Well, before they're shipped, they're cleaned, and then they get a chemical cocktail. It's not just this scientist, though. Recent findings have been backed up by another leading industry textile chemist, managing director and co-founder of Modern Testing Services. They found elevated concentrations of hazardous fluorocarbons, formaldehyde, and other potentially carcinogenic substances on surgical face masks. I can only say 100% that I have similar concerns, as does Dr. or as does Professor Brungart. I hate playing that I told you so game, but I brought this information to you 6 months ago. A whole lot of people were trying to get this information out. Months and months and months ago. But we're played off as conspiracy theorists. We're played off as, you know, anti-maskers, anti-vaxxers. We're not anti-anything. We're just pro-health. Stop killing yourself, please. It's the Monica Jay Show. We'll be back after this, as the county continues really to do nothing on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
The Talk of Northern Nevada. Speak out. 884-9910. FM News Talk. 99.1.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. It feels like we keep talking, but nobody's listening. Well, at least elected representatives. I know Annie Black has had to go on after that. She is just still trying. And it's funny because she was pretty much going to be a rebel from the moment we started, because she told everybody that. But you know what? It's pretty funny, because other Republicans warned her that if she didn't play the game and go along to get along, that Democrats would kill her bills. And they did, especially the bill to get the legislature open. However, I love how she puts this, they also killed just about every meaningful bill sponsored by my Republican colleagues who played nice with the Democrats, and who didn't rock the boat. Appeasement got them nowhere. So rather than being the minority party, how about being the opposition party? Well, it takes cojones to do that. What can I say? Let's check out the talk and text lines, 884-9910. Melanie Sutton joins us right now. Melanie, thank you so much for being here and doing in your personal time what you can to get Northern Nevada on the right track and really exposing what these so-called politicians are not doing for us, that they're doing to us. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great. Good morning, and I'm glad you're feeling better this morning.
Yes. It's so sad that people are so afraid to get sick. You know, you get sick, suck it up.
Yes. Yes. And then I wanted to, we tried calling you Thursday. We went to a meeting where Dr. Fong was speaking, so we weren't able to stay on the line. But as we're on our way to that meeting, I heard the interview with Joey Gilbert, and you asked him a couple of times, what can the people do as far as the commissioner meeting? Well, people need to show up tomorrow. Even if you have to call in sick or take a vacation day, tomorrow is the day. Like, tomorrow, I feel like, is one of our last stands.
It really is. Melanie, I've gone through what the county put together and what, you know, Commissioner, I almost called him Sisolak, Commissioner Lucy has put together. And I tell you, there's nothing new in this. There's nothing that just opens everything up. Stops with the mask requirements, stop with the social distancing, stop with all the BS. It doesn't have it in it.
Agreed. And three of our crew of NV Grassroots read into the record our resolution on Thursday, and we turned in 981 signatures on Thursday. And we were very excited. I was actually pumped up after leaving the commissioner's meeting. But then while we're at our meeting where Dr. Fong was speaking, they voted 4-1 to keep these restrictions on. So they didn't put the resolution on the agenda for the 13th. They voted 4-1 to continue these restrictions. They do have an amendment. So there's a special meeting on Wednesday as well to vote on the amendments. And one of them is, instead of the 75% being vaccinated, they want 50% people to be vaccinated prior to opening up Washoe County.
Isn't that one of the things that Joey said was illegal? That's coercion.
Yes it is.
Yeah.
It is, and it's not a vaccine. It's a shot. It has not been approved by the FDA. This is, like Dr. Fong said, this is like the largest human trial ever. In the history of the world. Like, we don't know what the results are going to be 6 months, 1 year, 2 years, 5 years down the road.
I know what the results are. The latest VAERS numbers, 19% of deaths have been coming from cardiac arrests. And this is just pathetic. There's been 56,869 adverse effects, 2,342 deaths. You know,
right. This
is the same reason why there wasn't a SARS vaccine, because they had to go through animal trials first. Well, animal trials, all of those animals died. So why now do we have this shot that didn't have to go through animal trials? Why do we have the former vice president of Pfizer coming out and saying this is a depopulation event? You know, Melanie, if it's not for regular people like you who are seeing this and going out and fighting the government tyranny, I'm afraid we've lost. And yet people think that you're the crazy one.
I know. We get fucked up all the time. But to add on to what you said, as far as the death from the shot, like Dr. Fong, I'm going to repeat, because that's the last person I spoke to. He said, if you're going through a trial and there's one death, that trial stops. But this is still continuing. They're still continuing to require people. And then the airlines, they don't want you to have voter ID, but they want you to have a shot passport.
Yeah, exactly. And then they sandwich you into a plane that you don't even have to have open seats between you now. You know, so all of these, Southwest, Delta, Coca-Cola, Cisco, you need to learn the names of these companies and stop buying services, stop buying products, and let the American voice be heard, because it's not just the American voice, it's the world voice. But unfortunately, most of the world lives under communism. So they're looking to the American voice to put a stop to this. And that's the other thing that Robert Kennedy Jr. points out that with this VAERS data, the vaccine injury, that the deaths and the injuries, that's only probably about 1% of the ones that are actually being reported.
Right. I want to know where my fellow Americans are. I cannot believe what is going on right now and how many people are going along to get along. It's crazy to me. I always thought we lived in a free country, and I'm very disappointed in my fellow Americans.
Well, how important is that job that you can't take a day off, you know, to go and be with your fellow Americans at the Washoe County Commission meeting? How important is that job when probably in a few months, 6 months to a year, you're not going to have it anyway? Because they are going to continue to decide who is essential and who's not.
Yeah. Everybody's essential. So when they shut down businesses, I'm like, how is that not essential? You need to pay your bills. You need to feed your family.
Exactly. Exactly. And look at the industries that they did decide were essential. Really? You got to go out and buy a car? These people have to get to work. And what does that matter? You shut down their jobs. You know, it's just ridiculous, the whole, you know, justification around it.
Right. I agree. And if you don't mind, I can hand the phone off to Cindy just for a little bit longer.
No, I'd love to, because I'd give you the whole show, because it's not just Washoe County. It's Douglas County. It's Clark County. It's these counties that don't understand the BS, that they're just following along. They have to follow the governor's orders. And, you know, really, it's going to be up to everybody else, Cindy, just to open up their businesses and fight the tyranny. And I'm really upset that more lawyers haven't come forward, like Joey Gilbert.
Good morning, Monica. Cindy here. And I have an answer in the instant about why there aren't more lawyers. And it's because the lawyers are afraid of Governor Sisolak and are deeply entwined to the various industries in this state that are quaking in fear. And I'm going to throw another piece of information into this mix. We've been concentrating on the counties, and we've been full tilt boogie at that. And I've avoided bringing light to this. But since the information is out on their website, if you go to gaming.nv.gov, on the front page, on the right-hand side, there's an industry notice, 2021-26, and it's a joint announcement from the chairman of the Gaming Control Board, J. Bryn Gibson, and the chairman of the Nevada Gaming Commission, John T. Moran, Jr., where they essentially threaten the licenses of gaming licensees if they don't ensure that their population or their employee staff are vaccinated, if they don't receive this shot in order to increase occupancy levels. So since it's not, it's unconstitutional for a government agency to mandate that people receive a vaccination or medical intervention, a medical device, whatever you want to call it, against their will. Now they're pushing it off to the private industry to ensure that their
people... It's not just unconstitutional, Cindy. It's unconscionable. I mean, where are people's common sense to stand up and fight this?
Well, that's what our efforts in going to the commission, having the rallies, having the parades, talking to people, passing this petition, is our reach, is attempt to bring people along by ones and twos to try and inform them that they're not alone, because I believe that everybody that has a lick of sense in their head, in the pit of their stomach, in their heart of hearts, deep in their soul, they know that there's something not quite right about what is going on. They don't know where to go, they don't know what to do, and they're afraid. And our job, what our role has been and what our focus and goal is, letting them see us out here standing up for freedom and not being afraid to be able to speak out, to exercise our First Amendment right, because it is not yet dead. It's on the way, but we refuse to lay down and die in front of that. So our goal and our hope and prayer is that the people that see us with our flags and our signs and our hats and our patriotism and our petition, that they're empowered, emboldened, and come and talk to us, because we're open to everybody, left, right, middle, Christian, atheist. It doesn't matter. It's about the country and her people.
Yeah, and this,
it's not just the county. This goes so far beyond religion
and political parties and, you know, races. This is everybody that they are trying to shut down. Cindy, this is something that we need to continue on with. So hang on the line. We're going to come back after this quick break, and then I want you to really make that plea of where everybody needs to be tomorrow and Wednesday, because if we don't do it now, it's not going to stop. We'll be back right after this on The Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
FM Talk on 92.3 FM in Smith and Mason Valley. 99.1 FM Talk for Reno, Tahoe, and all of Northern Nevada.
It's The Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thank you so much for being here. And Cindy joins us once again from Nevada Grassroots. If you want to find out more on how to be involved, nvgrassroots.com. Cindy, when is the commission meeting? And when do people need to show up to take a stand? Even if you're not allowed in the building, we need hundreds of people at the commission chambers. And I know I always say that, and I can't be there because I don't want to spread germs, but we need people there.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, the regular commission meeting is tomorrow, April 13th at 10 a.m. We muster up and rally up at 9:30 in the morning, because we have to fill out a comment card indicating which items that we want to speak to. Plus, you have to pass a mask screening, you got to have a temperature screening, then you have to pass through the magnetometer, and then go in and turn in your comment card where they enter it in so you can get set in the lineup for public speaking. So tomorrow is the regular meeting. They did not put our request for a resolution on the agenda, as Melanie mentioned. And so we're going to be a little bit perturbed about that. But then also the next meeting is a special meeting on Wednesday, April 14th at 10 a.m. Same protocol applies. Come in at 9:30 so we can fill out comment cards. Now, the special meeting is in order for the commission to review, discuss the amendments that they passed in last Thursday's meeting, the lessening of the restrictions, so that they can approve it. And that plan needs to be sent on to the occupier of the governor's mansion in Carson City by April 15th, ostensibly to reopen the state or the community by May 1st. Quite frankly, I fear that the lukewarm nature of the results that the commission passed, I would not be surprised if the governor kicks it back and says not good enough.
Yeah, because they changed it to 50% vaccination when, you know, if they had their way, they'd get 100% vaccination, which is not a vaccine. All right.
Exactly.
Well, Cindy, people only have, you know, so much time that they can participate. Which is the more important meeting to go to if you had to choose one?
I'd say tomorrow for the regular meeting. That way we can get as much volume in there expressing a disturbance about the resolution not being posted, and also speak to what the potential approval will be the next day. We welcome people to come to both days. We welcome people to come to whatever day they can. And, you know, you can participate by Zoom. If you go to the board of WashoeCounty.us /BCC, navigate that page down to the agendas. The agenda has the link to Zoom. You can participate by Zoom from the comfort of your home, your office, your car, wherever you are. So we invite and hope and encourage that our fellow citizens will join with us. We need to push back on this tyranny, and it's not just about masks. It's not just about standing on the right circle 6 feet across. This goes to a blanket attempt to impose control over the people.
Yeah, absolutely, 100%. And, you know, I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to go with the in-person because, you know, let's pack the parking lot even if you can't get inside because, you know, they have their limitation. Because Zoom, they just, you know, shut you off. You can't really say anything. But let me tell you, commissioners hear the groans. they hear the, they see people rolling their eyes. So I think it makes a much greater impact. Cindy,
I'm glad you said that. Well, last Thursday, we got chastised again by Chair Lucy, the coward of the county, because we were cheering after a couple of speakers. And he chastised us about being disruptive in his chambers during a business meeting. So we came up with jazz hands. So
yeah, they're not his chambers. They're our chambers.
Exactly.
You know, he may be the chairman at the time, but they're our chambers. We pay for them and we pay his salary. So make your voice heard. Cindy, I have to let you go, but everything you need to know, you can find it at nvgrassroots.com. Thank you so much for you and Melanie being on with me today. I greatly appreciate your time.
Thank you, Monica. Have a good day.
You too. All right, there they go. The ones that are actually making a difference in this community, not the ones who are pushing tyranny, the ones that you and I elected. This is just absolutely pathetic. Love you. It's the Monica Jay Show. We'll be back.